Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This episode is Day 28 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today, we're going to explore how being known by God leads to greater gratefulness. When you look at the mirror, do you like what you see? Or are you like me and you count the things you don't like? Do you wish you could be fully known and fully loved? Well, God knows us better than we know ourselves and loves us beyond our imagination. When I believe this truth, it leads me to greater levels of thankfulness. But when I don't believe it, I find myself becoming bitter, angry, and resentful. Did you know God loves us and knows us just the way he made us? In Psalm 139, David revels in the wonder that God knows everything there is to know about him and yet still loves him. This knowledge leads David to deeper loyalty and a stronger desire to know God and walk in his ways. I occasionally meet with a counselor to process grief and some trauma in my life. In one of our sessions, I revealed a laundry list of past sins and painful memories. In trying to chart a course for our future sessions, he recently read that list to me. I have to admit, it was painful to hear someone recite all those reminders of my sin. I found myself wishing that he didn't know all those things. And yet, I know that without a safe ally with whom I can discuss these things, I'll never find healing. That's what David experiences in Psalm 139. He professes God's all-knowing nature in both a universal and a very personal way. God knows everything there is to know, but he also knows everything there is to know about me. The Hebrew word yada is used 6 times through the psalm. It means to know, but it means that God knows everything about David, which is both deeply satisfying and, frankly, terribly unnerving. If there's any doubt about how God's knowledge is pervasive, David confesses there's nothing God doesn't know about him. He acknowledges that God knows his every thought, every word, and every deed. For example, about his thoughts, "You know my thoughts even when I'm astray," he says in verse 2. There are no stray thoughts that escape God's attention. About his words, he says in verse 4, "You know what I'm going to say even before I say it." So God can even see into the future what I'm going to say. Now that's profound. About his deeds, David says in verse 2, "You know when I sit down or when I stand up." And then in verse 3, he says, "You know and see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do." So there's nothing that I do that God doesn't know about. So here's the big epistemological question, and that's, how do you know something? How does God know so much about me? Do you ever think God isn't paying attention to you unless you're thinking about him? Well, David makes it clear that God's knowledge knows no boundaries. He knows everything, and he's constantly aware of what I'm doing, thinking, and saying. So being so deeply known is the desire of our hearts, but most of us work very hard to only share the parts of our lives we want to be seen. With God, we don't have that luxury. Whether we like it or not, God knows everything. One day, we're going to stand in God's heavenly courtroom and give account for our lives, and the accuser, Satan, will parade before us everything we've ever done, thought, or said. And unlike in an earthly court where lawyers can hide and obscure facts, the Lord himself will reveal everything. Everything. There will be nothing that remains hidden. He knows things about us that we don't even know, and he sees the motives of our hearts, and all those will be revealed. And here's the good news and the bad news. We can't run away. We can't run from God. David knows this, and in verses 7 through 12, he describes the futility of running away from God. Do you remember Jonah who tried? God's everywhere. Whether we go into the farthest reaches of space or descend into Sheol itself, God will be there. So no matter how far east or west we travel, God will be there. Even if we try to hide in the dark, God will see, because dark is as light to him. More than the fact that we can't run from God, God runs toward us. Being known by God sounds great until you realize that his penetrating look cannot be escaped. But the good news is, God looks at us with a longing of a loving father who wants his children to receive his love. It's the way Jesus described it in this parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. If we repent and receive God's love, if we return to him, the Father will run to us and meet us. He promised that he already placed our judgment on Jesus. Now, if we refuse that free gift, we'll have to bear the consequences for all our thoughts, words, and deeds. The choice is ours, but if we accept it, he wipes it away and welcomes us with open arms. Torrin Wells recorded an amazing song called Known, which reflects upon the dangers of wanting to be known by God. And I love this rich chorus. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace. To be known, fully known and loved by you, I'm fully known and loved by you. So here's your challenge for today. Take a few minutes to reflect in your journal on what it means to be known by God and how this leads you to gratefulness. Let's pray. Lord, I confess it's both amazing and scary that you know me so well. It amazes me that your knowledge is so complete and so pervasive. It causes me to wonder that you know so much. It also unnerves me because I know you see all my hidden sins. I thank you that though you know my every thought, word, and deed, you've placed all my sin on Jesus' account and have given me his perfect eternal record. Help me to receive your love and not try to run from your knowing gaze. Help me to delight in the fact that you love me without limit and without reservation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.